T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. All right, let's roll that Twitter poll question of the day out. Brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. Of course, yesterday the Eagles had Jason Peters at left tackle and my lot at right tackle, and a lot of us were annoyed by that. Further examining it, I actually think it makes sense. Now, again, today's question, if Lane Johnson and Jack Driscoll can't play, if they are out, who should the Eagles start at right tackle? Which obviously then determines who starts at left tackle. Four choices for right tackle. A, Jason Peters. B, Jordan Mailata. C, Brett Toth. Is that his first name, Brett?
Brett Toth.
All right, Brett Toth. And D, Matt Pryor. So where do you go there? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's go to Dan in Philadelphia. What's up, Dan?
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
Hey, I hate Jason Peters more and more every time his name's brought up. Why would you make him the left tackle when Jordan's playing so good?
Well, who would you start at right tackle?
At right tackle? If Lane Johnson can't come?
If Lane Johnson and Jack Driscoll are out, who would you start at right tackle?
Who's there to start?
Your options are Peters, Mailata, Toth, and Pryor.
I would say Peters because he could probably adjust more.
Well, he's literally never done it. And to the best of my knowledge, he's never trained as it, whereas Mailata trained as a right tackle.
And we saw him do it, and he looked the worst we've ever seen him look.
Now, what are you talking about, earlier this year?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he got in there at the end of a game. I these games all run together. But
I mean, remember his quote was he was kind of down when they said he had to switch over there?
No, that's Dillard. You got the wrong guy, man.
That right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm completely confused.
See, this is the thing, Dan, and this is why I wanted to ask the right tackle question.
Well, this is
you and I and everybody agree Mailata is better than Peters' left tackle. The problem is you got to start a right tackle also.
Yeah, I get it's hard. I just want to keep Mailata where he's at.
I know you do. I know you do. But then you would be playing someone at right tackle in Jason Peters who's never played there before.
But don't you think Jason Peters is good enough as a veteran to kind of know what to do more than Mailata would be?
I don't know that, man.
More of a
I don't know that.
Football player?
Maybe, maybe not.
And I think it's a stone cold lock that we win on Sunday.
Wow. You're one of those.
A lock.
You're one of those guys, Dan.
This team engenders confidence for you because
Dallas
Cowboys.
No, engenders confidence in me. That's how bad they are. I'm confident that the Cowboys are that bad.
Okay. Dan, give me what you got here for who's the third guy.
I bet the bronze medal winner in the Olympics.
Bronze medal's a good answer.
A great answer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Clever.
Great work on that. Yeah.
Bronze medal. He goes bronze medal winner. So fair enough. Now, it's a little I don't know if generic's the term. It's not a person.
Well, it is. It's many people.
Yeah, he didn't give us a specific person.
I like that, though.
It's a clever
outside
answer.
The box.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Am I allowed to say the third? For remember AI?
This, that, and the third.
Who's the third guy? The third. Why? Because Allen Iverson will say this, that, and the third. The third's the third guy. Nah. I don't know.
I mean, the point is the bronze medal winner is a person.
He is.
Know?
But, I mean, is that a better answer than Chris Bosh? Down in Miami, it was LeBron,
yeah, I like bronze
Wade,
I like bronze medal winner better Bosh. Than Chris Bosh. Yes, I do. I think it's a better answer.
Yeah, it's a little too all-encompassing for my liking. Let's go to Carl in Redding. Carl, what's up, dude?
What's up, Joe DeCamera?
Hey, buddy.
Listen, it's Eagles-Cowboys week. Enough of this malarkey. We're going to beat the Cowboys. They're going down. Then we're going to beat the Giants. Then we're going to beat the Browns. Then we'll be able to rest our players because we'll have sealed up the NFC East by then, my prediction.
You almost went into a little Howard Dean routine right there from the 04 campaign.
Yeah!
Well done, man. Well done. So you're feeling really confident.
Who they starting? What's his name? Nick DiNucci or John Belushi, Stanley Tucci? It doesn't matter. We're beating them.
Yeah, it's DiNucci. And look, I mean, that's the thing, man. A lot of people are starting to feel that way.
I'm pumped.
All right, Carl, give me who's the third guy.
All right, I'm going to give you the third guy. He's on the best radio show in all the radio, my favorite radio show. It goes number one, John Ritchie, number two, James Seltzer, and my man, number three, Joe Camera.
All right, I'll take a win any way I can get it. Even if it's a loss, I'll take a win. I like your creativity right there, although I'm a little annoyed. Let's go to George in Conshohocken. Hey, George.
John and Joe, how you guys doing?
Doing well, George.
So confident about this game that the magnet on my refrigerator, I already put the W. I'm just waiting to put the score.
This is amazing, John. There's a lot of people that are going there now.
Listen, I hate to say it. Remember a couple weeks ago, John was talking about how the Eagles lacked heart. You want to talk about a team that lacks heart? It's the Dallas Cowboys. They quit.
Right.
It's over. The season's over. There's already talks about their trading to the future. It's over.
But, George, I will push back on one thing about that because clearly Dallas has had no heart this year. That's obvious. But they have started the process of removing players, and we can tell they're veteran players and they're guys that have made money in the past. And one of them, in Dontari Poe, is a player that yesterday Jerry Jones, upon getting rid of him, told the world was 30 pounds overweight. 30 pounds overweight. So what do I mean by that, George? What I mean is, I wonder for this game if you won't get some Cowboys guys that get in there that we've never heard of that are hungry. I'm actually worried about this. Yeah, see, George, I think
anytime there's change like that and things are shaken up, and, you know, by the way, we should be doing what the Dallas Cowboys are doing, which is trying to lighten up that roster. You know, trim off the excess fat.
Well, who are you going to
cut? No pun intended with the Dontari Poe
thing. But who are you going to cut? Alshon's the one maybe.
Trade. Like, the sellers. They are sellers. They are, like, validated. We are trying
to sell.
We are trying to unload. That's the right thing to do with the situation that we're in right now.
But that's different than releasing players. Cowboys are saying...
Well, the Cowboys are saying that these guys were part of the problem.
Yeah, and George...
Here's the thing. What if they were?
That's
what
my
if
point.
They were part of the problem and now they're gone and you've got young guys who get out there and they finally have a chance to play. It's worked to our advantage where young players get out there. No one has them on tape. They don't know how to scout them or defend them or any of that. Like, we will face some of that this week. The unknown is what scares me.
That may be a good point, John, but I will say this. How do you know that them bad apples didn't trickle down to the rest of the team and the whole team just isn't ruined? I mean,
maybe. But George, chances are the guys we've never heard of are going to be hungry because they're going to be young guys that have never made money and they're trying to lay their claim to the NFL, that they can be in the NFL and provide for their families for 5, 6, 7 years. Like what Greg Ward was last year, what Folgum was this year. And don't get me wrong, sometimes the guy just stinks. And so, sure, maybe cutting the Dontari Poe, maybe they're going to go to a guy that just flat out stinks. But maybe they're going to go to a guy that's hungry and is going to, you know, bite hard this weekend. That happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And Mike McCarthy sucks. I want to add that in, too. I know John likes him.
No. I mean, listen, I don't like Mike McCarthy. I thought Mike McCarthy was better than what he's shown, but that's, you know, he's left himself a lot of room for improvement. Let's put it that way.
All right, George, give me what you got here for who's the third guy.
Listen, my all-time favorite movie, I have to use it because it's such a star-studded cast that to have this actor as a number three is remarkable. But The Departed and Matt Damon was like behind Leo and Jack Nicholson. So, Matt Damon as a three.
You got it, Matt Damon. So, my recollection is...
Are we talking screen time? Are we talking... You know what I mean? Because Jack's in the movie less than Damon, but you could argue Jack's a more important... Not more important character, but... I don't know. It's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't... It doesn't resonate with me, because wasn't Matt Damon and Leo kind of flipping back and
exactly.
forth?
Exactly. Jack's really the third. If you really want to be honest about the way the movie is structured,
I agree.
Jack's the third.
I agree with that. 2-1. I mean, again, I haven't seen it for a few years, but that's my recollection. 215-592 94-94. All right, coming up, two ideas that the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, announced this week. He is contemplating for the future of baseball, a new rule and a new structure. And what they are and whether we like them or not, we'll get into that. We'll rock all your calls as well. Of course, the Eagles and the Cowboys on Sunday, a game that many are starting to take for granted. And sadly, I am one of them. And I know I'm probably a fool to be there, but I just find it hard to believe Dallas will beat the Eagles. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, where do you stand on it all? 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.